Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, etiket sosial sudah tidak sama lagi di lingkungan kita, di mana masih terdapat virus corona yang sangat menular. Menjaga jarak secara fisik, bersin ke siku, dan mencuci tangan secara teratur merupakan bagian dari norma-norma baru. Berikut ini informasi tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Hidup di tengah pandemi global mengubah cara tradisional kita bersosialisasi dan berinteraksi. Henrietta Podgorska, manajer keterlibatan komunitas Umbrella Community Care yang berbasis di Perth, mengatakan bahwa tawa yang biasanya didengarnya pada hari-hari tertentu dari sekitar 400 senior multikultural yang mengikuti acara komunitas di situ telah lenyap dalam semalam ketika organisasi itu mulai mempraktikkan langkah-langkah kesehatan masyarakat untuk mengekang virus corona.
I think even until today, it is something new that people still have to practice and get reminded. Like the manager comes every single time there's a group here and talks about hand hygiene and making sure that the people are keeping themselves distant.
Podgorska mengatakan langkah-langkah kesehatan masyarakat yang ketat membatasi jumlah kehadiran dalam pertemuan sosial. Jumlah lansia yang diperbolehkan dalam transportasi bersama hanya sedikit, apalagi duduk bersebelahan.
One of the many 21 seaters that we have, it only can carry 10 people because you can't sit next to each other. So that was the first thing that people get used to.
Perawat dan peneliti dari RMIT di bidang RAS Kesehatan dan Teknologi Digital, Dr. Ruth De Sova mengatakan, jika Anda tidak yakin dengan etiket yang benar dalam dunia COVID-19, ikutilah saran sederhana dari Perdana Menteri Selandia Baru, Jacinda Ardern.
If you act as if you might be infectious, it's quite a good habit to get, which is just think about not infecting other people, you know, keeping your distance from other people, not being in crowded environments, not being in places where there's no airflow. And that might be difficult for you if you have a faith practice where, you know, you go to a church or a mosque or a synagogue or other places. You might just have to think about how you do those things.
Seorang pensiunan dari Brisbane kelahiran Hong Kong yang berusia 76 tahun, Dennis Lee, sudah terbiasa dengan langkah-langkah kesehatan masyarakat di saat-saat kritis.
Hong Kong's got a number of flus and epidemics in the past, the avian flu and swine flu and so on. So people in Hong Kong are used to all the type of measures like wearing masks to go out, but Hong Kong is a very, very crowded place. Even though wearing masks, I don't think it's safe anyway.
Lee pernah menikmati acara sosial reguler bepergian ke berbagai tempat dengan bus. Kini ia jarang keluar dan ia mengikuti semua etika sosial yang benar.
Yeah, in Australia, this is the first time in 100 years since the Spanish flu. So people are not used to it here. And some people just want to take it very lightly, you know, because they don't want to observe all these rules. So a lot of people, young people especially, don't care. But the point is, even though you haven't had the symptoms, but you can still spread.
Alone Together adalah studi percontohan yang baru-baru ini diluncurkan oleh Dr. De Sova, bermitra dengan RMIT, University of Monash, University of Melbourne, Rumah Sakit Bendigo, dan Badan Kesehatan Digital Australia. Penelitian ini berusaha mengungkapkan bagaimana COVID-19 mempengaruhi lansia dari latar belakang multikultural yang berusia di atas 65 tahun.
What we found in our research is that people are very, very afraid of challenging strangers or even people that are neighbors about behaviors. One of the women that I spoke to in Sydney said that she was afraid of challenging anyone because she could be exposed to stranger violence.
Dr. De Sova melihat bahwa beberapa orang telah mengambil tindakan pencegahan ekstra seperti membawa pembersih tangan kemana-mana.
So what they've done is if they're walking and they see someone coming towards them on the footpath, rather than wait to see if that person will move off the footpath, they're the ones that are doing the physical distancing. They're the ones that are walking off the footpath to the side and waiting for people to pass, because they've talked about it a bit like defensive driving. Rather than waiting for someone else, you know, to do the right thing, they just assume that they're potentially vulnerable.
Etiket sosial yang baru yang ditanamkan dengan langkah-langkah kebersihan yang ketat telah mencegah Lee kembali ke klub jembatan sosialnya sejak dibuka kembali lebih dari 4 bulan yang lalu.
I didn't want to go back because there are a lot of rules in place. Keep 1.5 meter distance, that means quite far apart between people. And also, every time we play one hand, afterwards, we have to wipe the cards clean with antiseptics and then place it back into the holder and pass on to the next table. And also, we are not allowed to bring food, not even allowed to have a cup of tea or coffee. You have to bring your own.
Australia Barat adalah salah satu negara bagian Australia yang paling sukses menangani 19. Namun, bagi banyak senior multikultural, kebebasan yang terbatas untuk bergerak menyebabkan bersosialisasi dengan cara yang terasa tidak wajar.
They need to make sure when they bring in food, they're not sharing it with each other. Some people make amazing chilies or jams, and we actually ask them not to do that because if something happens, that also could be a source of issue.
Meskipun kita mendambakan hubungan sosial yang lebih banyak, Podgorska mengatakan sangat penting bagi orang-orang untuk tinggal di rumah saat mereka merasa tidak enak badan, bahkan dengan gejala yang paling ringan.
Call in and check, saying, look, this is how I feel, even if they're unsure. You know, sometimes you have some symptoms, and every organization should be really trained to know this. And if they're feeling uncertain, they chat to the staff, and the staff can say, look, Mrs. S, maybe it's better if you stay home today.
Podgorska mengatakan mungkin etika sosial yang paling sulit untuk diikuti adalah dilarang memeluk dan mencium antara teman.
We all had to learn the elbow greetings, so or just a wave, so depending on how close they are, but they try. So we have to keep reminding each other no hugging and kissing, and that's a big thing because for multicultural people, we really love our hugs and kisses and dance and food, and I did not realize how much we done this until it was all taken away.
Namun, Dr. De Souza mengatakan, salam aman COVID dengan cara yang pantas secara sosial tidak perlu berhenti pada benturan siku atau lambaian tangan saja.
All the things that we think of as being social have now become antisocial. You know, having people around, having a party, celebrating things. And the new normal is we're being encouraged to maybe socialize with fewer people, socialize outside, keep our distance, and just be careful because we're not out of the woods yet.
Dr. De Souza mengatakan bahwa dunia COVID-19 ini mengharuskan kita memikirkan orang lain dan diri kita sendiri untuk bertanggung jawab secara sosial lebih dari sebelumnya.
All the things that we think of as being social have now become antisocial. You know, having people around, having a party, celebrating things. And the new normal is we're being encouraged to maybe socialize with fewer people, socialize outside, keep our distance, and just be careful because we're not out of the woods yet.
Podgorska seringkali memanfaatkan ketangguhan dan kekuatan kliennya yang selamat dari Perang Dunia Kedua. Ia mengatakan kunci untuk tetap positif adalah mempertahankan harapan.
Now, this is what we need to do, but it's not forever. And one day we can kiss and hug again and share food again, just the same way we did before. But we just, for this period of time, we have to go through together, you know, do the right thing and stop the spread.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.